Lusitanians, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Not to be confused with Lusatian culture. The Lusitanians, or Latin Lusitani, were an Indo-European people living in the west of the Iberian Peninsula during its conquest by the Roman Republic and the subsequent incorporation of the territory into the Roman province of Lusitania. Most of modern Portugal, Extremadura, and a small part of the province of Salamanca. Image: statues of Lusitanian warriors in the National Museum in Lisbon, Portugal. Section 1. Origins. Classical sources mention Lusitanian leader Viriathus as the leader of the Celtiberians in their war against the Romans. The Greco-Roman historian Diodorus Siculus attributed them a name of another Celtic tribe. Those who are called Lusitanians are the bravest of all Cimbri. The Lusitanians were also called Bellitanians, according to the diviner Artemidorus. Strabo differentiated the Lusitanians from the Iberian tribes. Pliny the Elder and Pomponius Mela distinguished the Lusitanians from neighboring Celtic groups in their geographical writings. The original Roman province of Lusitania briefly included the territories of Asturia and Galicia, but these were soon ceded to the jurisdiction of the Provincia Tarraconensis in the north, while the south remained the Provincia Lusitania et Vetones. After this, Lusitania's northern border was along the Douro River, while its eastern border passed through Salmantica and Caesaro Briga to the Anas Guadiana River. Image: Iberian Peninsula at about 200 BC. Section 2. Culture. Categorizing Lusitanian culture generally, including the language, is proving difficult and contentious. Some believe it was essentially a pre-Celtic Iberian culture with substantial Celtic influences, while others argue that it was an essentially Celtic culture with strong indigenous pre-Celtic influences. Image: Lusitanian Lunula from Miranda do Corvo, Portugal. Image: main language areas, peoples, and tribes in Iberian Peninsula, circa 300 BC, according to epigraphy and toponymy based on the map by Luis Fraga. Section 4. Language. Main article: Lusitanian language. The Lusitanian language was a Paleo-Hispanic language that clearly belongs to the Indo-European family. The precise affiliation of the Lusitanian language inside the Indo-European family is still in debate. There are those who endorse that it is a Celtic language with an obvious Celticity to most of the lexicon over many anthroponyms and toponyms. A second theory relates Lusitanian with the Gallo-Italic languages, based on a relation of the names of Lusitanian deities with other grammatical elements of the area. Section 5. Tribes. The Lusitanians were a people formed by several tribes that lived between the rivers Douro and Tagus, in most of today's Beira and Extremadura regions of central Portugal, and some areas of the Extremadura region in Spain. They were a tribal confederation, not a single political entity. Each tribe had its own territory and was independent, and was formed by smaller clans. However, they had a cultural sense of unity and a common name for the tribes. Each tribe was ruled by its own tribal aristocracy and chief. Many members of the Lusitanian tribal aristocracy were warriors, as happened in many other pre-Roman peoples of the Iron Age. Only when an external threat occurred did the different tribes politically unite, as happened at the time of the Roman conquest of their territory when Viriathus became the single leader of the Lusitanian tribes. Caucinus, or Caucinus, was another important Lusitanian chief before the Roman conquest. He ruled the Lusitanians before Viriathus for some time, leading the tribes in the resistance against Carthaginian attempts of conquest, and was successful. The known Lusitanian tribes were Erebragenses, Aravi, Coelarni, or Colarni, Interamanenses, Lancienses, including Lancienses Apadani, Lancienses Transcudani, and Ossolinses Lancienses, Medubragenses, Pisuri, in the location of Douro and Vulga, Portugal. Palanti, according to some scholars, these tribes were Lusitanians and not Vetones, including Calontiensis, Kaluri, and Kowarensis, Tangi, including Elbow Kori, Igai Detani, and Tapori or Tapoli in the area of the River Tagus, around the border area of Portugal and Spain, Talores. It remains to be known if the Torduli Veteres, Torduli Apadani, Torduli Bardili, and Torduli were Lusitanian tribes, coastal tribes, were related to Celtic peoples, or were instead related to the Turdetani, Celtic, pre-Celtic, Indo-European, or Iberians, and came from the south. The name Torduli Veteres, older or ancient Torduli, a tribe that dwelt in today's Arvivo district, seems to indicate they came from the north and not from the south, contrary to as assumed on the map. Several Torduli peoples or tribes were possibly originally not Lusitanians, but instead were Calaisi tribes that came from the north towards the south along the coast, and then migrated inland along the Tagus and the Anas Guadania river valleys. More Lusitanian tribes are likely, but their names are unknown. Image. Map showing the main pre-Roman tribes in Portugal and their main migrations. Torduli movement in red, Celtici in brown, and Lusitanian in blue. Most tribes neighboring the Lusitanians were dependent on them. Names are in Latin. Section 6. Warfare. The Lusitanians were considered by historians to be particularly adept at guerrilla warfare. The strongest among them were selected to defend the populous and mountainous sites. They used hooked javelins or sonians made of iron and wielded swords and helmets like those of the Celtiberians. They threw their darts from some distance, yet often hit their marks and wounded their targets deeply. Being active and nimble warriors, they would pursue their enemies and decapitate them. In times of peace, they had a particular style of dancing, which required great agility and nimbleness of the legs and thighs. In times of war, they marched in time, until they were ready to charge the enemy. Appiano claims that when Praetor Brutus sacked Lusitania after chasing Viriathus, the women fought valiantly next to their men as women warriors. Image. Falcata, a 4th century BC sword. Image. Statue of Viriathus, the Lusitanian leader during the Lusitanian War, 155-139 BCE. Section 7. War with Rome. Main article, Lusitanian War. Since 193 BC, the Lusitanians had been fighting the Romans. In 150 BC, they were defeated by Praetor Servius Galba, springing a treacherous trap. He killed 9,000 Lusitanians and later sold 20,000 more as slaves in Gaul, modern France. This massacre would not be forgotten by Viriathus, who 3 years later, 147 BC, would become the leader of the Lusitanians and severely damage the Roman rule in Lusitania and beyond. In 193 BC, Viriathus was betrayed and killed in his sleep by his companions, who had been sent as emissaries to the Romans, Audax, Ditalcus, and Minuros, bribed by Marcus Pompilius Linas. However, when the three returned to receive their reward from the Romans, the consul Servilius Caepo ordered their execution, declaring, "Rome does not pay traitors." Section 8. Romanization. After the death of Viriathus, the Lusitanians kept fighting under the leadership of Tautalus, Greek Tautalos, but gradually acquired Roman culture and language. The Lusitanian cities, in a manner similar to those of the rest of the Romanized Iberian Peninsula, eventually gained the status of citizens of Rome. The Portuguese language is a local evolution of the Roman language, Latin. Section 9. Contemporary meaning. Further information. Lusitanic and Lusophone. Lusitanians are often used by Portuguese writers as a metaphor for the Portuguese people, and similarly, Lusophone is used to refer to a Portuguese speaker. Lusophone is at present a term used to categorize persons who share the linguistic and cultural traditions of the Portuguese-speaking nations and territories of Portugal, Brazil, Macau, Timor-Leste, Angola, Mozambique, Cape Verde, São Tomé e Príncipe, Guinea-Bissau, and others. Section 10. See also. History of Portugal. Timeline of Portuguese History. Beira Alta. Beirabaisha, Rivatejo, Alentejo, Extremadura, Emerita Augusta, capital of the Roman province of Lusitania, Lusitaniae et Vetoniae, Hispania, Lusitania, Roman province, pre-Roman peoples of the Iberian Peninsula, list of Celtic tribes, list of Celtic place names in Portugal, list of ancient peoples of Portugal, National Archaeology Museum, Portugal, Roman Empire. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.